All right. Thank you, everybody, for
attending the celebration. Number 2, September 13th.
To our interpreters
who are here.
I guess we'll get started.
Item
on tonight is the adoption of the agenda.
Move.
Seconds.
Any
questions or comments about the agenda this evening? Seeing none, I'll call.
In
favor. In favor. Good, good. Okay, excellent. Unanimous. The agenda is the
meeting. Number 1, February 22, 2023.
Nick. And Louis seconds. Any questions or comments on the minutes? Seeing none.
In
favor. Good. All right. Unanimous. Thank you. Does anyone have any declarations of interest?
Oh.
Go ahead, Nick.
Thank you, Ms. Chair. Sorry. Adoption of the agenda for a second. And I think you had asked
in
the red mare over vis-a-vis the curling rink, but I don't see that.
Curling rink.
Thank you, Nick. So that's something we got to actually apparently take to council first before we can
get.
Why it's not on here. All right. So moving right along, before we get started, I'd like to to welcome Brendan to
Matthias. I'm Brendan. I've
done this for a while.
So,
it is great to see
the
department.
I guess
we can move right on. Introduction and committee onboarding. I guess that would be you, Matthias.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to go into too much detail here. I've been on this. We exist as an ad hoc committee. So, council to
the
motions. Council for a vote. Community. Along with there is seven voting plus one from half, so we're voting four votes to pass. The references, we are scheduled to meet. Okay, then we need to change that in the terms of references. It does say the committee. Yeah. That's essentially all I wanted to say about that part of it.
All right. Thank you very much. I guess we can just keep on trucking
in
capital projects update.
2023-2024.
Sorry, Nick, you have a comment?
Nick,
go ahead, Nick.
Just a question on the terms of reference. Should we be meeting quarterly?
Fairly certain it was quarterly. Look back into that, but it's quarterly. Using some old paperwork, which is why it was at
3 o'clock,
and it was just. Go ahead, Nick.
Oh, Nick.
All good. All right, Matthias, go ahead.
Matthias.
So basically we follow bylaw 790, which is the
790 bylaw.
Actual council.
Committee
may be called. Yourself, counselor.
Okay,
might have been the person before me. All right then. And then I guess now we'll go into our topics update for
2023-2024.
Yes. Test. Yep. Sorry, I'm not getting used to the microphone. We have
2023
ramp. It's in the final stages of being installed, including into 901 and so forth.
901 nalane.
Supposed to complete. Also upgrading inside
the
lobby and the washroom that will come. We're just waiting and so forth. So second one is we made some renovations.
VG
and the youth
as well.
Getting pretty saggy and we had to
repair.
One is the aquatic center. Were some modifications to the actual project itself. Next is the aquatic center complex and balancing that within the facility. And we had to fix
it.
Complete is the flooring at the Abe
So
the elders. Calendar year. The Zambo replacement.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you very much. Does anyone have any questions or? All right, Nick, you go ahead.
Thanks. Just really quickly, I'm wondering about the ice plant at the old arena. Was that scheduled for this year or for next year?
So I think I can actually answer that. I think we chose to defer that by a year because it was coming in significantly over budget. So we deferred it. So, Joel, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I heard that the city acquired a BMX pump track for Apex. Wonder what the status is on that.
I don't know about that at all. So if you want to go ahead, Matthias.
It has arrived. We have it here. It's stored right now. It's, we won't be able to get somebody up here in time before it gets too cold. But that is priority number one as soon as the ground thaws in the spring or summer.
Cool. That's awesome. Anyone else have any comments or questions on the capital projects update? All right. We'll move into our trails master plan. Go ahead, Matthias.
So as you can see on the last page of your package, there is a very clear map. It's a little bit small. It's a little difficult to see, but I don't have the capabilities to print it off any different, to be honest. So just so you guys are aware, if you don't know already, we hired a consultant to obviously do the REC master plan, the 10-year master plan from 2020 to 2030. The same person was also hired to develop an actual trails master plan, which was a program funded by the Active Transportation Fund. So what they did is they've sent me a draft, and what George Harris has asked us to do, and I would love for us to discuss it briefly and then maybe beyond this meeting, is to look at this map, and what he's asked us to do is identify priority trails on this map. So
when you look at this map, anything from 0 to 3 years, between now and 3 years, and then a trail that's not as important from 3 to 10 years. Yeah, I'll leave it at that. If anybody has any comments, I'll make notes as we go.
Joelle, go ahead.
Sorry, thank you. Maybe before we make comments, could you explain the difference between all these different types of trails so that I may contribute better?
Yeah, so...
Go ahead, Matthias.
There you go, sorry. Yeah, so what you see in orange... It is kind of like what we have in the downtown core, where we believe people will be walking lots in those areas from homes to the downtown core. The dotted lines are generally to combine different sections of neighborhoods within our community. And then what you have in solid blue is more so just like recreational trails, such as what will hopefully eventually be the Apex Trail and so forth, just more to get out and about rather than actually getting from point A to point B. That is my extent of it, Joel. I'm not as detailed, but that's about the gist of it. I hope that helps.
Thanks, Matthias. Nick, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. Sorry, I too am a little confused about the designations. Can you maybe just kind of explain it using the Apex Trail, for example? So I get the green dotted lines as a summer use footpath. That makes sense. But it's the red stars along that path that has me confused, because by the legend, it would seem that that would be a winter use primary trail. So, yeah, just for the Apex Trail, I'm pretty confused about the designation on that kind of and how it plays out for the whole map.
Yeah, that is definitely not a winter. It's not a winter trail. go ahead, Matthias.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I can't comment on that right now. I will certainly bring this to George. That's a very good point. I didn't catch that before, but I'll make sure to bring that to George.
All right. Joelle, go ahead.
So what it looks like to me, to maybe answer Nick's question, it looks like there's snowmobile trails incorporated here, and some might be mostly summer trails, mostly winter trails. I would love to comment on the snowmobile trail aspect. Like, that's something that I'm pretty passionate about and helping protect and to try and, entrench into city plans having snowmobile trails. So I don't know if that's today's talk or later or during working hours, but I would love to contribute to that discussion.
Right on. Thank you. So you want some input on what's like priority trails? Yeah, I feel like the Apex Trail is, I mean, it's near my house, so I'm a little bit biased, but it's a really beautiful trail and it leads to a really kind of cool historic area. So it would be nice to have that one. If it could be made more walkable, would be cool, because there's a few spots on there that are pretty tangly for walking. I walk out just into the wilderness, so I don't really walk around town too much, so I might not be the best person to contribute, but Joelle, go ahead.
Yeah, one trail I've kind of used this summer a lot biking was the one going through the creekside, like next to Old White Row there, Astro Hill. One problem is that it's kind of broken up. You can't exactly use your bike continuously. You have to like, get off and use stairs, and it'd be really cool if that was cleaned up nicer for biking. Because it's a really nice, you're not in traffic, you're really sheltered until you have to get into traffic, then it's stairs. And so that would be one trail that I would like to see improved. It's already really cool, but it just needs a bit of help. Like I said, the ski trails, if we're able to look into, signage and having city staff, public works to try and maintain those trails a little bit, those crossings especially, if they're part of this trail system, that would be awesome. Let me keep looking at this.
Yeah. Go ahead, Matthias.
I still can't figure this out. when you talk about the snowmobile trail, I think it's extremely important because, I mean, obviously, given where we live, it's something that some of my colleagues have mentioned to George, so I know that he's aware of it, but I think it needs to be almost priority on this trails map, because that's what we use on a daily basis, right? So yeah, I'll certainly mention that to George.
Awesome. Thank you, Matthias. Does anyone else have any, just press the button on the right there on your, and okay. Go ahead, Jacob.
Through you, Madam Chair. I think a lot, I'm hearing a lot of the committee members would like to contribute, and I think I feel like there's a bit of passion in the room in terms of rolling up our sleeves and kind of whether it's putting up signage or throwing some gravel on the road. But I think right now the ask is sort of unclear in terms of additional clarity. I think would be beneficial of what do these designations mean? Sort of the overall scope. Are we looking at signage? Are we looking at areas where additional gravel is going to be put? Are we looking at paving, installation of bollards to separate trails from traffic? I think some assistance would be had if the mapping was perhaps included, or the road network was included in the mapping to kind of give us a sense of where these trails, how they interact with the roads. I can see the building footprints, but perhaps just some of the roads like would be beneficial on the mapping, and just greater clarity in terms of what does an urban footpath mean. Like, I have an idea, but what does that physically mean? What does that mean in terms of ground cover, signage, things of that nature? Same thing in terms of winter use. Are we talking about winter use where people are walking or snowmobiles? Because I know there's that distinction as well of areas which are more accessible in the winter by foot. I believe ATV trails weren't incorporated into this. I guess the focus is more so on the urban area as opposed to sort of access trails out into onto the land. Not sure if that was a part of the scope or not. I know there's a large proportion of the population that, whether for accessing the land for harvesting purposes or for recreation purposes, use ATVs or snowmobiles. I'm not sure if that's part of the scope of this. And if it is, I'd love to see those ATV and snowmobile trails incorporated. Just a few thoughts. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Jacob. Yeah, and looking at this, like, the orange is going in behind or like below the plateau, which isn't really where people would walk, but it's more where people might run their skidoo down the hill. So I'm wondering if that's like same thing with the snowmobile trail that runs down that creek is an orange line on this, right? So I'm wondering if that's what that's supposed to be. I'll hand it over to Matthias there. Go ahead.
So what I can do is I have a 17-page draft of the actual trails plan, which explains exactly everything you're talking about. What does an actual snowmobile trail look like? How wide is it? The signage that we would need for all these trails. I mean, I guess I was just going into the basics, but I think it makes sense that all you guys have access to this information because it helps you to determine what's a priority and what's not. Yeah. Would that work for everyone? I'll send something out to all you guys. It's a draft, of course. I'm meeting with them on Tuesday, but I'll just tell them I brought it to the committee. We'll take a little more time, and then we'll go from there.
Awesome. Thank you, Matthias. Nick, go ahead.
That is exactly what I was going to say, is maybe we can table this for another time, kind of once we get some more information, and then be able to provide kind of some more more informed feedback on the trail plan. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, I think that would be helpful for sure. Man, we're cruising along today. Oh my gosh. Imagine if we had these monthly, they'd be 5 minutes. I guess we'll get into the last item here, which is the recreation master plan for the Ball Diamond. Right before we do that, I would like to say a big congratulations to all of the champions of this year's league. In C Division, we had the Herd coming in first. In B Division, we have my very own 979ers, and I'm very proud of. And we had Canadrill coming in top for A Division. So congratulations to all those teams. And this, I guess, Matthias, are you speaking on this one, or is this? But
it was not brought up by me, but I can touch on it depending on what I think you brought it up. Okay.
All right, Nick, you go ahead.
Thanks. Yeah, I wanted to bring it up just from an update because. Recreation Master Plan.
Second reading, pardon me, thank you.
Across in the Arctic Winter Games Arena.
Arctic Winter Games Akiani.
And the other idea.
Mana, Mamisakwitabunga.
Road to Nowhere subdivision.
Road to Nowhere. Pangnaktulere Akusiani Tavani Kangakak. Isumagayo Imma. Kanutuina.
The primary.
Agwekutau Yuit.
Very concerned with the ball diamond. Why?
Anuablegawi, Isumagilugut, Kanasu.
Consultation with.
No Chiumarau Mangat. Anuablegawing me.
Ease about people.
Pingwak ila anauligarki atukatakui, kubuagi lunijuk, tana, Pedro Rogue,
kind of the drop behind
Isumagidlugu,
not to mention that
no Chiumalaumata,
in town.
No Natarajau Yok, Kumayau Chiatu Halungne.
I'm on this
off. Nangmanakatunu, Katimaji, anauligangan, singing Ilagayau Yunga Kisiani.
If there's been an update to ball diamond, given kind of
something
identifies potentially
thoughts.
I'll stop there.
Awesome. Thanks, Nick.
Nick.
Thanks.
I've been here 90 days. I
would
like to have happened, but it's
what
you're talking about. Looking into in regards to is I am again to the Blue Jays Fund for
Blue Jays
turf field.
Understand
that I can an initiative that is. I am looking. I actually have creative because there's not much land that the city.
Awesome. Thanks, Matthias. Work. I have a colleague who did a lot of work. Telling me it has to be a youth focus. To get the ground there.
What I was just going to say is the Jays. Was involved.
The Jays.
Program that was folded this year. Just with regards to kind of what you're talking about new location for the ball, your plan in this respect when the consultations were happening for the master plan, that would have been
2016, 2017
anymore. We had 680. Hang on. Yeah. Pause for dramatic effect. Sorry, not 600.
468.
That was a special year because teams got a little
diluted.
And every team was full, like it wasn't
there.
But the recreation master because it's no longer
sustainable.
That I run into particularly with
then
an 18 team tournament into
project,
I think it'll help extend the calendar a little. People a lot more
I'm just going to ask you to just slow down.
I've never made a motion before, but at least to.
Yeah, I think, I feel like that's, we can do that, so.
Not the whole master plan, just that portion of it, to see
if.
I know motions are all about wording. Ask city staff
maybe a suggestion would be to ask more of the plan that's outdated. Make a motion to ask council plan in its entirety, including. Still need a seconder on the motion, if anyone. Okay. Joel, go ahead.
That's Joel. Opening a can of worms to me, revisiting the whole thing. I do like the idea of looking deeper into
this.
Across the street is a plot of IOL that's
tend
to like to park there.
Not
able enough anymore. I will agree with Nick that we need. I'll second.
Awesome.
Thanks, guys.
So,
Nick moved. Jules.
Nick, do you
have any comments on that? Jacob, go ahead.
Jacob.
Just for clarification. Is the ask regarding location the entire parking
thank you, Jacob. To ask council to review
record.
So, Nick.
So I'd actually like to keep the wording in my motion specific to the ball diamond. That by reviewing the entire master plan, the ball diamond will get locked.
The
desire here is to the location. I don't want to put
them on
it's no longer feasible to only finding a second field. As far as the motion goes, I'd like to revisit just that part of it.
Perfect.
All right. Thanks, gang. There's no further comments. Favor? All right, unanimous. Thank you, everybody. Well, that is it for our agenda this evening. 6:32. About a half hour on the dot. Quick one. Call for
a
motion
to
adjourn. All in favor? Unanimous.
Thank you.